Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 362. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November every year, and this year it falls on November 25th. Thanksgiving is very similar to New Year's Day in Japan in a sense that it's a day when kids come home and family members and loved ones gather for a big family dinner. もうすぐサンクスギビングですね。サンクスギビングは毎年11月の第4木曜日に祝われ、今年は11月25日がその日にあたります。サンクスギビングは子供たちが帰省し、家族や大切な人が集まって大家族で食事をする意味合いがあり、日本のお正月とよく似ています。Many families kick off Thanksgiving by watching Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is held in New York City.And is widely considered the world's largest parade. This parade started in 1924, and it's most well known for its massive helium balloons of famous cartoon and pop culture characters, which reach 6 stories tall on average. To celebrate Pokemon's 25th anniversary, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will display 2 new Pokemon balloons, Pikachu and Eevee, this year. If you're a Pokemon fan,You definitely don't want to miss out on this.
多くの家庭では、テレビでメイシーズサンクスギビングデーパレードを見てサンクスギビングのお祝いをスタートします。メイシーズサンクスギビングデーパレードは、ニューヨークで開催される世界最大のパレードとして広く知られています。このパレードは1924年に始まり、有名なアニメやポップカルチャーのキャラクターの巨大バルーンが登場することで最も知られており、その高さは平均で6階建てほどの高さにもなります。今年のメイシーズサンクスギビングデーパレードでは、ポケモン誕生25周年を記念して、ピカチュウとイービーという2匹のポケモンバルーンが新しく登場します。ポケモンファンの方は絶対に見逃せませんね。
Most families start feasting early in the afternoon. Traditional Thanksgiving dinner includes turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy,Green beans, corn, cornbread, dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. It's said that roughly 46 million turkeys are eaten each Thanksgiving. That's a lot of birds, isn't it? But this year, turkeys are going to be harder to come by, and the prices of turkey are up about 20%. The shortage of workers, supply chain issues, and COVID-related interruptions have led to higher prices.It'll be interesting to see what many Americans end up eating for Thanksgiving this year.
ほとんどの家庭は午後の早い時間からごちそうを食べ始めます。伝統的なサンクスギビングのディナーには、七面鳥、スタッフィング、マッシュポテト、グレービー、インゲン豆、トウモロコシ、コーンブレッド、ディナーロール、クランベリーソース、パンプキンパイなどが含まれています。サンクスギビングでは毎年およそ4600万羽の七面鳥が食べられているそうです。すごい数ですよね。しかし今年は七面鳥を手に入れることが難しく、七面鳥の価格は約 20% も上昇しているそうです。労働者不足やサプライチェーンの問題、コロナ関連の中断などが価格上昇につながっています。今年のサンクスギビングでは、多くのアメリカ人が何を食べることになるのか興味深いところです。
Akina, Ruka and I will go over to my parents' house for Thanksgiving this year. This will be Ruka's first Thanksgiving and everyone in my family is looking forward to it. Thanksgiving is a day to give thanks and during dinner, my family and I always go around and share what we are thankful for. It's important to be thankful every day in your life.But Thanksgiving is a good day to remind ourselves to be thankful for all the little things in our lives and say thank you to those around us. Thank you guys for always supporting me and wishing all of you a happy Thanksgiving.
今年のサンクスギビングは アキナ、ルカ、私の3人で私の実家に行きます。ルカにとっては初めての感謝祭なので、家族みんなで楽しみにしています。サンクスギビングは感謝する日で、私たち家族は夕食の時にいつも感謝していることを話し合っています。毎日感謝することは大切ですが、サンクスギビングは日々の生活の中のちょっとしたことにも感謝し、周りの人に感謝の気持ちを伝えることを思い出させてくれるいい日だと思います。いつも応援してくださってる皆さん、ありがとうございます。そして素晴らしいサンクスギビングをお過ごしください。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What time do you usually show up to a lunch or dinner invitation at a restaurant? In today's conversation, Olivia and John continue their conversation about the appropriate time to arrive at social events. As you listen to the conversation today, see if you can figure out why both Olivia and John think it's rude to show up late to restaurant invitations.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんはレストランでのランチやディナーの招待にはいつも何時頃に到着しますか？今日の会話では、オリビアとジョンはイベントなどに到着する適切な時間についての会話を続けています。今日の会話を聞きながら、オリビアとジョンがレストランの招待に遅刻することは失礼だと考えている理由を探ってみましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one.According to Olivia, why is showing up a few minutes late to a host's house party more acceptable than showing up late to a lunch or dinner invitation?
オリビアによると、ホストのホームパーティーに数分遅刻することは、ランチやディナーに遅刻することよりも許されると思っている理由は何でしょう?
Number 2. Why do Olivia and John think that arriving late to a restaurant invitation is rude?
オリビアとジョンはレストランの招待に遅れるのはなぜ失礼だと考えていますか
?Number 3. What situation does John describe in which it's appropriate to arrive early?
ジョンは早く到着した方がいい場合はどのようなシチュエーションであると話していますか
?Live conversation.
The people and setting like definitely affect, you know, like your thought process of, okay, am I going to show up like early, right on time or a little bit late? Like, you know, we've been talking about this, like showing up in a general sense of like people's houses and house parties. Like if it's their house, you know, even if you show up a little bit late, like, you know, they're just chilling, waiting for people to show up. Like it's not a huge deal. But then if you have like a date or like some kind of lunch or dinner schedule with people at a restaurant,Like, if you let them sit there, like, waiting for you, like, especially if they're by themselves, like, that's just rude. And it's awkward for them because, like, you know, that, like, really uncomfortable feeling of sitting at a table by yourself and you're, like, on your phone, like, you know, like, where is my date or where is my friend? And, you know, you're, like, sipping water because you don't want to order your food yet. Like, that is just, like, a whole nother level of rude and kind of inconsiderate.
Also makes them look like a crazy person.Sitting there by themselves.
Yeah, like, did you get ghosted or something?
Yeah, and that's literally how we think. Like, yeah, like a woman over there by herself. It's been almost 15 minutes. No one's came. Is she waiting for her cat or something to show up? You know, what's happening? Yeah, that is the setting is important. You never want to be late. Like you say, if I invite you to the movies or out for lunch or dinner or even to a theme park.Have the courtesy to show up on time if it's an invitation such as, hey, do you want to go to see this movie? Yeah, sure. You know the movie starts at 8.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the times you want to come early, actually, too. Come at 7:45, you know, or even 7:30 because the line might be long.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to miss the previews.
Exactly. But like you say, if you come late, I think you're right. It is rude because it's like, you know,The person had enough courtesy to invite you, to include you. At least have the respect for the person to show up earlier on time, you know, or have a good excuse, a really good excuse. Like I had to fight Godzilla on my way here, you know, and, you know, I had to help, you know, the Avengers, you know, kill Thanos, but, you know, I'm here.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one.
According to Olivia, why is showing up a few minutes late to a host's house party more acceptable than showing up late to a lunch or dinner invitation? オリビアによると、ホストのホームパーティーに数分遅刻することは、ランチやディナーに遅刻することよりも許されると思っている理由は何でしょう? Someone who is hosting a party at their house won't feel uncomfortable waiting in their home for guests to arrive. ホストの家で行われるパーティーの場合、他のゲストの到着を自宅で待つことにホストは居心地の悪さを感じないからです。Number 2.Why do Olivia and John think that arriving late to a restaurant invitation is rude?
オリビアとジョンはレストランの招待に遅れるのはなぜ失礼だと考えていますか?
They think it's rude because it means the other person has to awkwardly wait in the restaurant by themselves until the other person arrives.
その人が到着するまで、他の人はレストランで気まずい思いをしながら待たなければならないので、失礼だと考えています。
Number 3. What situation does John describe in which it's appropriate to arrive early?
ジョンは早く到着した方がいい場合はどのようなシチュエーションであると話していますか?
When being invited to the movies by someone,It's appropriate to arrive well before the start of the movie.
誰かに映画に誘われたときは、映画が始まるより前に到着するべきです。
Summary
会話の要約
John and Olivia continue their discussion about what's appropriate and inappropriate when it comes to arriving early or late at certain social events.Both agree that the setting and the type of event someone is being invited to are important in deciding when to arrive.
ジョンとリビアは特定の社交的なイベントにおいて、早くまたは遅く到着することは何が適切で何が適切ではないかの話し合いを続けています。二人ともいつ到着するかを決めるのは、状況や招待されているイベントがどんな種類なのかが重要だという意見で同意しています。
Olivia thinks that it's acceptable to arrive a few minutes late at a person's house party. She feels that when a person is hosting guests at their own home, it's not uncomfortable for them to wait for guests to arrive since they are in their own home.
Olivia はホームパーティーでの数分の遅刻は許されると考えています。彼女はホストが自分の家でゲストをもてなす場合、自宅でゲストの到着を待つ分には居心地の悪さを感じないからと言っています。
However, Olivia feels it is very rude to arrive late to a lunch or dinner invitation. This is because arriving late means the other person will have to uncomfortably wait in the restaurant until the other party arrives.
一方で、ランチやディナーでの遅刻はとても失礼だとオリビアは感じています。なぜなら、遅刻するということは、その人がパーティーに到着するまで、他の人はレストランで居心地の悪い中、待たなければならないからです。
John thinks that there are some situations in which the courteous thing to do is to arrive early or on time. One such situation is if someone invites another person to a movie in a theater. If both people know what time the movie starts, it's polite to arrive well in advance.
ジョンは早めまたは時間通りに到着することが適切である状況はいくつかあると考えています。その中の一つが誰かが別の人を映画館に誘った時です。もし二人とも映画が何時に始まるのかを知っている場合は前もって到着するのが礼儀です。
Phrases of the day
今日のフレーズ
Number 1 Inconsiderate
思いやりのない。
Considerate は思いやりのあるを意味することから、Inconsiderate は反対の意味、思いやりのないを意味します。
相手の気持ちを考えずに失礼な言動を取ったり、気遣いのない人を表します。
例文。
I don't like Tom because he's selfish and inconsiderate.
トムは自分勝手で思いやりがないので好きじゃありません。
She's a blunt person and sometimes can be inconsiderate of others' feelings.
彼女はぶっきらぼうな性格で、時に人の気持ちを思いやることができません。
What you said was pretty rude. That was inconsiderate of you.
あなたが言ったことはかなり失礼だよ。思いやりのない発言だったよ。
Number two. Make someone look.
何々のように見せる。
Make someone look は何々のように見せるを意味し、いろいろな言葉と組み合わせて使うことができます。
髪の毛を切って若く見えたり、ある洋服を着て太って見えたり、または人の悪口を言って相手の印象を悪くしたりするような状況で使われ、
look の後には形容詞、look like の後には名詞がフォローします。
例文。
Your haircut looks great. It makes you look 10 years younger.
そのヘアカットいいですね。10歳若く見えますよ。
I'm gonna change. This sweater makes me look fat.
このセーターを着ると太って見えるから着替えるよ。
You should try this app. It makes you look like an anime character.
このアプリ使ってみて、アニメのキャラクターのようになるよ。
Number three. Ghost.
急に連絡が途切れる。
Ghost は幽霊を意味する単語ですが、日常会話では連絡を取り合っていた人が音信不通になって幽霊のように姿を消すような状態を表します。
この表現は一般的に恋愛対象の人との連絡が突然途絶える状況で使われ、何度かデートした相手が急に音信不通になり、突然メールやメッセージが来なくなることを表します。
通常、She ghosted me や I got ghosted の形式で使われます。
今日の会話では、連絡なしでドタキャンされるという意味で使われています。
例文。I can't get a hold of Lisa anymore. I think she ghosted me.
リサと連絡が取れなくなった。彼女、バックレたと思う。
Have you ever ghosted anyone?
誰かに対して恋に連絡を取らなくなったことはありますか?
He unfriended you on Facebook? It sounds like you got ghosted.
彼に Facebook の友達から外されたの、音信不通にされたみたいだね。
Number four. Have the courtesy to.
礼儀として何々する。
Courtesy は礼儀を意味することから、have the courtesy to は礼儀として何々するを意味します。
この表現は一般的に気遣いができない人に対して使われ、例えば、連絡もせずに1時間遅れた人がいた場合、
He could have had the courtesy to let us know he'd be late.
遅れることを連絡するぐらいの礼儀があってもいいのにという具合に使われます。この表現は、
at least と組み合わせて使われることが多く、He could at least have had the courtesy to 何々。
せめて礼儀として何々してもよかったのにのように表します。
例文。He could have had the courtesy to let us know he wasn't coming.
来ないことを連絡するぐらいの礼儀があってもいいのに。
She could at least have had the courtesy to ask if we needed help.
せめて助けが必要かどうか聞くぐらいの気遣いがあってもいいのに。
I wish he had the courtesy to tell me what time he was coming back.
気遣いとして何時に帰ってくるのか教えてくれたらいいのに。
Number five. On one's way.
どこどこへ行く途中。
On one's way はある目的地に向かう途中を意味する表現です。
例えば、友人からメッセージが来て、
Where are you? と聞かれたときに、I'm on my way. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
今向かっているところだよ。10分で着くよ。と表現します。その他、帰宅中ですは
I'm on my way home
仕事に向かっているところですは
I'm on my way to work
のように表します。
例文 We're on our way. Our ETA is 6:45.
私たちは今向かっているところだよ。到着予定時刻は6時45分。
On my way to work today, I ran into an old high school friend at the train station.
今日仕事に向かっている途中、駅で高校時代の旧友に遭遇しました。
Can you stop by the supermarket and pick up mayonnaise on your way home?
帰りにスーパーに寄ってマヨネーズを買ってきてくれる。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。
Repeat after me. Number one, inconsiderate. I don't like Tom because he's selfish and inconsiderate. She's a blunt person and sometimes can be inconsiderate of others' feelings. What you said was pretty rude. That was inconsiderate of you. Number two, make someone look. Your haircut looks great. It makes you look 10 years younger. I'm gonna change. This sweater makes me look fat. You should try this app. It makes you look like an anime character. Number three, ghost. I can't get a hold of Lisa anymore. I think she ghosted me. Have you ever ghosted anyone? He unfriended you on Facebook? It sounds like you got ghosted. Number four, have the courtesy to. He could have had the courtesy to let us know he wasn't coming. She could at least have had the courtesy to ask if we needed help. I wish he had the courtesy to tell me what time he was coming back. Number five, on one's way. We're on our way. Our ETA is 6:45. On my way to work today, I ran into an old high school friend at the train station. Can you stop by the supermarket and pick up mayonnaise on your way home?
今日のライブコンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックをしましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
The people and setting like definitely affect, you know, like your thought process of, okay, am I going to show up like early, right on time, or a little bit late? Like, you know, we've been talking about this, like showing up in a general sense of like people's houses and house parties. Like if it's their house, you know, even if you show up a little bit late, like, you know, they're just chilling, waiting for people to show up. Like, it's not a huge deal. But then if you have like a date or like some kind of lunch or dinner schedule with people at a restaurant, like if you let them sit there, like waiting for you, like, especially if they're by themselves, like that's just rude. And it's awkward for them. Cause like, you know, that like really uncomfortable feeling of sitting at a table by yourself and you're like on your phone, like, you know, like, where is my date or where is my friend? And, you know, you're like sipping water because you don't want to order your food yet. Like that is just like a whole nother level of rude and kind of inconsiderate.
Also makes them look like a crazy person. Just sitting there by themselves.
Like, did you get ghosted or something?
And that's literally how we think. It's like, yeah, like a woman over there by herself. It's been almost 15 minutes. No one's came. Is she waiting for her cat or something to show up? You know, what's happening? that is the setting is important. You never want to be late. Like you say, if I invite you to the movies or out for lunch or dinner or even to a theme park, have the courtesy to show up on time if it's an invitation such as. hey, do you want to go to see this movie? Yeah, yeah, sure. You know the movie starts at 8.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the times you want to come early, actually, too. Come at 7:45, mm-hmm. you know, or even 7:30, because the line might be long.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to miss the previews.
Exactly. But like you say, if you come late, I think you're right. It is rude, because it's like, mm-hmm. you know, the person had enough courtesy to invite you, to include you. At least have the respect for the person to show up earlier on time, you know, or have a good excuse, a really good excuse. Like, I had to fight Godzilla on my way here, you know, and, you know, I had to help, you know, the Avengers, you know, kill Thanos, but, you know, I'm here.
Awesome job today. As I mentioned in last week's episode, showing up 10 to 15 minutes late to house parties is not that big of a deal. But as Olivia and John mentioned in today's conversation, arriving late to restaurant invitations is considered rude. Having your friend wait at the restaurant by him or herself is just not a cool thing to do and is very inconsiderate. お疲れ様です。先週のエピソードで述べたように、ホームパーティーに10分から15分遅刻することはそれほど大きな問題ではありません。しかし、今日の会話でオリビアとジョンが言っていたように、レストランの招待に遅刻することは失礼にあたります。友人を一人でレストランに待たせるのは失礼でとても思いやりに欠けています。I think Californians are pretty laid back about time when it comes to home parties, but for events or restaurants, it's important to be punctual. Especially when a group of people gathers at a restaurant, you don't want to be that guy everyone is waiting on. Before ordering food, it's common etiquette in the United States to wait until everyone arrives,And that's why it's important to be punctual.
カリフォルニアの人たちはホームパーティーに関しては時間にルーズだと思いますが、イベントやレストランに関しては時間を守ることが大切です。特にレストランで大勢で集まる場合、みんなを待たせて遅れてくる人にはなりたくないでしょう。アメリカでは料理を注文する前に全員が揃うまで待つのが一般的なマナーであり、だからこそ時間を守ることが大切なのです。
皆さんは英語を勉強してるとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのになぁと思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。
So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hapa Buddies. You never know.It might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that'll allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more.You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog.
最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しい Hapa Eikaiwa のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。Podcast Plus には、エピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。
ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。
You can find today's show notes on the Hapa 英会話 blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode.
今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.